Well, the devil couldn't reach us by land, so he's coming by water. Well, the so-called devil was in the form of the James Adams Floating Theater, and even the preachers came to love it. James Adams and his wife had long dreamed of a floating theater and kept their dream alive from their days as circus aerial performers to the launch of their great barge. There are lots of older residents here in the Northern Neck who remember the thrill when the saltwater showboat arrived, mostly at steamboat wharves from Irvington and Weems to Kinsale and Colonial Beach. From 1914 to 1941, it roamed the Chesapeake Bay to ports in Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina. Theater historians tell us that it was an important cultural event for people in rural and small coastal towns. How cultural is a question, but it was live theater, usually the only live theater some folks would ever get to see, from 10 nights in a barroom to Over the Hill to the Poorhouse. There were Hiss the Villain, Cheer the Hero, Weep for the Heroine, tearjerkers. Charles Hunter, who was stage director as well as actor, was quoted as saying, "Villains and villainesses are necessary, for how could virtue triumph if there wasn't something wicked over which to triumph? But wickedness must be nice." Hunter had his own real-life drama on board. He and James Adams' sister Beulah were madly in love and, against the wishes of Big Brother, were eventually married. The company lived on board the rather exotic barge, large enough to house the theater and sleep and feed the entire company. Well, it's long gone, but not forgotten. Many communities have dreamed of recreating the floating theater, and that includes the Northern Neck. One community has actually done something about it. The Chesapeake Bay Floating Theater, Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit group, quote, dedicated to revitalization, economic development, cultural enhancement, and education through construction and operation of the James Adams II Floating Theater. Well, the group manages the Indian Head Center for the Arts in Indian Head, Maryland. But its proximity to Colonial Beach in the Northern Neck links us, at least in the desire to see the James Adams Floating Theater float again. And once afloat, the plan is to take the James Adams Floating Theater II from port to port around the Mid-Atlantic region, to many of the same ports where the original James Adams played. Well, we wish the group well, and when it feels discouraged, remember Mr. and Mrs. Adams as they mark time with a traveling circus floating through the air in a circus aerial act, all the time keeping their dream for a floating theater alive. This is Thea Marshall.